Good Saturday morning, guys, and welcome to another episode of Exit Strategies. Hey, I'm your host, Colin J. Millett, broker owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple, and that is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. So when you're out there making things happen, doing things not just for you today, but for your children tomorrow and their children for the days, weeks, months, and so forth after, I want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you are legacy building, because that is what you are doing. So, hey, you can catch us on social media, Facebook, YouTube. Yes, you can. You can catch our podcast. Yes, the show, guys, is converted over to a podcast. Is on WJNI Gospel, guys. Also on Old School 92.1 as well. Guys, hey, look, my mind is like, boom, blown, because there is now an app. Guys, you guys can download the WJNI Gospel app, the Old School 92 app, guys. You can listen on your phone. You can listen at work, however it is. You know, some of y'all got to have some hip hop. Some of y'all got to have some gospel, you know, because look at them people be on your nerves and stuff. And you got to have some gospel in your ear to make sure that you don't go off at a little indignant at work. And we understand that. All right. So, guys, you can download the app. You can listen live. But you also, guys, can go back and you can find our podcast and listen to our show. If you miss something, if maybe there's a word in something that we're talking about today, maybe you need a little bit of a refresher. Whatever that thing is, guys, you can go. You can listen, and most importantly, you can share the information and content with your friends, family, coworkers, whoever it is that you believe that needs to know what we're doing over here and how we're trying to impact and shape our community. All right. So, guys, look, I want you to know that we are in this time. You know, some of you guys know how it is when you feel that you're in this season where you're being seasoned. Does that make sense? Come on. Let's say this one more time. Y'all, sometimes you know how you in this season where you are being seasoned. You know what I'm saying? This way you really get your real flavor when things kind of shift up, when you go to that next level. You know, some of y'all, you know, y'all put a pot on, y'all let it simmer. And every now and again, you got to go stir it up a little bit and you got to drop just a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. Maybe y'all got a special mix y'all got to put in there. You know what I'm talking about. If y'all know how to break your foot off in the pot, look here. Sometimes you just got to go and let it put a little sprinkle in there, stir it up a little bit, let that thing marinate a little bit to make sure the flavor is right, because you're about to take it to the next level. Guys, that is a season that we are in here with this show. I am so excited about what we're working on, what we have coming for you guys. Look, we're going to take this thing to another level. And the reason being is because you all have given us the feedback. You all have said to us, hey, look, we like what you're doing. Hey, we listen to you. Hey, thank you so much. So we want to continue to serve our community. That's what this thing here is about. So guys, today's show is no different. I'm working on getting a few guests in here to talk about some of these programs and stuff. There's so many things that's going on, quote unquote, in the real estate space. And I'm talking about from rentals to home ownership, pricing of lumber, pricing of new homes. Everything is just like chaos. But what we want to do, guys, we want to focus. Because see, most of y'all are not even thinking in the midst of all these things that are going on. Most of y'all aren't even thinking. You're not being reminded of what was said to you. But see, God told us all there will be times such as this. Huh? Yeah, he told us there will be times such as this. And in these times, if you will, such as this, what happens is God will allow you to have an understanding outside of what others have. Huh? Y'all ain't listening. Y'all ain't hearing nothing I just said there. But God would allow you to have an understanding that is different than what others have. So we want to focus. We want to say, hey, look, you can have a different understanding. Most importantly, you can have a different outcome and a different result, but you just got to remain focused. You got to make sure that you are plugged in to the source and not plugged into the wall. That's a word right there. You know, y'all go and y'all go stick the plug in the wall. Some of y'all in a dead outlet. Some of y'all is. So y'all got to make sure y'all really plugged into the source. Because if you ain't, You ain't got no power. Woo, that was a word right there. Hold on, I need to do something with that right there. That was a word. So look, today's show, guys, we're going to talk a little bit about something that's near dear to me, that's near and dear to a lot of the agents in our company. You know, this is a conversation that we have all the time. And granted, we're not having a conversation from a standpoint of grumbling. You know, some of y'all don't even know what that word means because y'all folks ain't grumble. See, some of y'all ain't been really in a situation or in a circumstance where things didn't really work out the way that you wanted to. And you just had a grumble, you know, you just kind of, you know, had a complaint and you complain so much that it starts to sound like a rumble. And people say that you just kind of had a grumble about yourself, that you just want to grumble about everything. Everything was not going your way. And some of y'all know people like that. They bad luck schlep rocks. Every time you look at them, they look like Linus not with the blanket, but the other little kid that was the bad luck when they had the little cloud of dirt around them all the time. There was always something wrong, always something wrong. It was never anything positive. And see, some of y'all are like that, but y'all got to learn to find the good in everything because God has made everything for your good. That was a word, wasn't it? God has made everything for your good. So y'all got to learn to find the good in any situation and circumstances going on now. Y'all got to learn to find the good in, okay, home prices going up. Great. You know what that means? That means that some of y'all got houses that are worth more money than what you paid for them. Boom. Ain't that good? That also means that some of y'all, in order to buy these houses that cost more, y'all got to be making more money. But see, y'all ain't looking at it like that. Y'all want everything to stay the same except when it benefits you. Y'all want everything to stay the same until it benefits you to be different. Now, when it benefits you to be different, you want everything different. You want home price to go up after you done bought a house. But until you buy a house, you don't want home price to go up. What difference it make? You got to rise to your occasion. Y'all hear that? You got to rise to your occasion. And see, we don't do that. We want things to lower themselves to us instead of us rising to them. So we're going to talk a little bit today about home affordability. I want you to understand, guys, there's a national index. And I'm going to talk about this because I'm going to circle around and kind of talk to you about something that many people don't really understand, but they're always trying to tell you about. Yeah. Ain't that something? That's like somebody in the kitchen. You look here, you know how to make your mama red velvet cake from scratch. And somebody telling you how to do it, but they start with a box. That ain't the person that you're going to listen to. You know why? You ain't gonna listen to that person. You know why you ain't gonna listen to that person? Because they start with a box. You do this thing here from scratch. You know how to do it with your eyes closed. You do your prep. You know all the ingredients. You know the measurements. You know when something don't taste right in the batter and what need to be added or what you may have done wrong, just simply there. But see, they gotta go to a box and read the directions on the back. See, you beyond that. But see, people that start with the box always wanna tell you how to do what you do when you start from scratch. That's another word for you right there. So guys, housing affordability. So there's a yearly, well, a constant study that goes on. So I'm talking to you from about this today for a very pointed reason. Very pointed reason. See, oftentimes people constantly bombard you with information, but it's really not information, it's just opinion. See, opinion is that people can't afford to buy houses. Information is, well, this many houses that were bought and sold this week, or this many were bought and sold this month, or whatever time period. So we're in 2021, you know, some people say 2021. Yeah, that's what they say. But housing affordability on a national level, let's talk national level, because this all trickles down to what we're gonna talk about here a little bit later in the show locally. So housing affordability, national level, okay? So affordability, guys, shifts. Yes, it does. Now, affordability shifts because home prices fluctuate. Incomes fluctuate. Think about it. Or during COVID, some people lost jobs, some people quit jobs. Obviously, because of those two things, incomes changed. Some people's income went down. Some people's income went up. And you might ask how their people's income went up. Well, if somebody quit a job and somebody picked up a job that was making more money than what they were making before, that means their income went up. The other person's income went down. That's how that works out. So to understand the affordability, it goes off of a number of different, the calculations are based off of a number of different things. So one calculation that's used is median income. All right. So what is median income? The next thing that is used is median home price. All right. So I want you to understand median versus average. Most times people default median they calculate it as an average. And the average is if you have 10 numbers, you add them all up and divide them by 10, because that's, you have that many numbers, that becomes your average. Your median, though, is whatever numbers in the middle of all the numbers in succession. All right. That's the median. All right. So we're talking median. Now, median is a little bit different than average. Sometimes some areas you'll see a median price point, a median home price, to be higher than what the average is, okay? Now, sometimes there's a very stark difference, sometimes there isn't. But long story short, median is a different number, median, okay? M-E-D-I-A-N, all right? So median income, median home price, also mortgage rate, 30-year fixed mortgage rate. What does that look like, all right? So these numbers, as a calculation, as in a ratio, if you will, give indication as to affordability. So if someone who is making the median income can afford, and by afford, there's a calculation on affordability, but if a median home price purchase based upon the interest rate prevalent in the market, so average interest rate, can afford that home, then we've achieved affordability. All right, we've achieved affordability. So at a national level, all the indicators show, demonstrate that based upon where mortgage rates are, based upon where the median home price is, and also where the median income is, that the affordability is there. So the qualified income, that's the question or conversation I have often with our affordable housing partner, Fred Johnson. We talk often and we talk about qualifying mortgage. So what income does a person need to qualify for a particular home price? So median home price, what is that number? Income. Now understand there are houses that's below that. So we're not talking about that. We're just talking about general affordability. Because see, just because you can't afford to buy or drive a Rolls Royce doesn't mean that you can't afford a car. Yeah, let's say that again. Just because you can't afford to drive a Rolls Royce don't mean that you can't afford to buy a car. You might be able to afford to buy a Chevrolet, you just can't drive a Bentley or a Rolls. And see, most times people look at home prices from that same perspective. Well, I can't afford the house that I want, so I can't afford a house. No, you can afford a house. You may not be able to afford the house, the type of house, big location, whatever. Some of y'all want to live on the beach, but you can't afford to live on the beach. You got to live in North Charleston, maybe Somerville, whatever it is. So guys, we want to make sure we keep that in perspective and have that conversation. So guys, look here, we're coming up quickly on our first break. I want to thank you for tuning in today. We're going to delve back into this housing affordability and have a conversation about how you can afford your home and the options that are available to you in the current market. Guys, you listen to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I want you to hold tight. We'll be right back.
Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market, it didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759.
And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corbin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Your first time listening? Yeah. Is it? Is it really? If this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. Guys, we're legacy building. That is what we do. So when you're out there making those things happen, I want you to put a hashtag on that that says that you are legacy building, because that is what the intent, that is what the outcome will be. You will be creating, you will be building, you'll be furthering a legacy within your family, something that goes from generation to generation. Our word teaches us about an inheritance for our children, our children's children, so forth and so on. That is what you'll be doing. So we want you to make sure that you are recognizing what you are doing and put a hashtag on that thing and understand what I said, what you are doing, that you're legacy building. So, hey, you can catch us on Facebook. You can catch us on YouTube. You can catch us on social media, guys. We want you to find our content. Most importantly, you can catch us right here on this station and on our sister station over on Old School 92.1. Guys, you can go to the station online, go to podcast, catch us there. Most importantly, let's go back. Let's go way back. Because guys, look here. This station and our sister station have taken it to a new level, guys. Mobile app, I want you to download it. I want you to download WJNI Gospel, Old School 92. Download the mobile app, guys, so you can listen while you're at work. You can listen in the car. Guys, you can go find our podcast on the station and listen to Exit Strategy Radio Show at work. Share it with your friends because it's important. So, guys, look, I want to jump right back in because we were having a conversation today about housing affordability. And I want you to understand that I'm always constantly coming at you, our listeners, from a very particular place. I am an observer. Now, I want you to understand that that don't mean I'm not a contributor at times, but I'm an observer. And I watch how people are led. I watch the information that people are given. And I realize oftentimes it's opinion. Now, some of y'all will say, well, Corbin, what is different about what you're saying than what somebody else said? Well, I want to share with you that this is my belief, but it's also coming from a place of fact. And by place of fact, I mean, I got the fact right here, facts right here in front of me about housing affordability we're talking about. And what I realize and know is that oftentimes it's mindset and mentality. If you have a mindset of scarcity, there is nothing. If you have a mindset of abundance, there is plenty. And most times we, as a people, as people, we suffer from a mindset of scarcity. We believe there is nothing available when there is more than enough. See, we oftentimes think there's not enough jobs, but yeah, there's plenty to do, especially in this climate. We think there's a shortage of housing, but there's plenty of housing. Plenty of housing, just might not be where you're looking, may not be the kind that you are looking for, but there's plenty of housing. See, so it's a mindset. So we're talking about housing affordability. So the measure of affordability is if someone with a median income can afford a house at the median sales price, then we have achieved 100% affordability. Now, there's some locales, some areas where median income, the qualification exceeds what the price point is. And what I mean by that is in some areas, the median income exceeds the median home price. So someone with a median income could buy more than what that median price is. And we have that in some parts of the country. So as a whole currently, we have exceeded on median income. And again, incomes have changed. So I want you to understand this, kind of going back to what I was talking about before we hit the first break. Median income has changed because incomes have went up, even though some have went down. Again, people not working, now you have a shift in where the median is. If someone who was making $35,000 a year, quote unquote, or those numbers of those people were no longer in the job pool, so to speak, or workforce, then someone who was at 50 or 60,000, you know, you kind of get a jump, if that makes sense. It's like having cars in a line. If you take a car out of the line, the car in the middle changes. So depending upon what end, and it seems like we've lost probably more jobs on the lower end of the spectrum than we have at the higher. So median incomes across the country have increased. So overall, we have achieved, as of March of this year, we've achieved housing affordability, because the median home price across the country has, I won't say hasn't increased, but the median income, however, has allowed us to be in a situation where the scales have been tipped. But that's not a narrative that we hear. That's not a narrative that we're told. We're not, that's not explained to us. See, even in the South region, a quadrant, if you will, of our country, we're still experiencing median incomes that are higher than the affordability to qualify for a median income home. So we're not gonna delve immediately or straight down into Charleston and this market or South Carolina today, but I do wanna kind of set the stage to let you know that we're not looking at this with an eye that empowers us. We're looking at this with an eye that actually discourages us. Because see, oftentimes we're so focused on, well, I can't afford this or I can't afford that. The reality is that we can afford a lot more because we make a lot of things happen. How many times have you as a parent, maybe your mother, father, or whoever it was that was your caregiver, whoever it was that watched out for you, they told you they can't do such and such, but when it came time, they did. How many times as a kid you was told, we can't afford that new game system, or we can't afford that bicycle, but here Christmas time, it was under the tree. So I'm not telling you and saying to you it's the exact same thing, but I wanna tell you that affordability is there. So now I wanna bring you around to what is going on. Cause see, oftentimes there is a misconception and misinformation in the general marketplace about housing affordability, as well as affordable housing options. So short answer to any question, yes, there is down payment assistance programs out there. We have a whole site dedicated to helping you as our listeners and as our consumers to understand what assistance programs are available for any particular home that you may be interested in. You can find that at NoDownPaymentSC. That's NoDownPaymentSC.com. So you can go there and check that out. But there are affordable housing options. So guys, you know, you've seen us move a house. So we just finished, had a house built, brand new house built over in West Ashley. The home is complete, ready to show now. That's at 963 Battery. It is the best price, the best value on a home in the West Ashley corridor, period, hands down. Look here, if you play spades, look here. I just flap the spade right there on the table. Flap, boom, right there. Hands down. Where else are you gonna buy a house for $280,000, three bedroom, two bath, brand new in West Ashley? Huh? Nah, not gonna happen, not doing it. Not in this market currently. Not when across the street from this home, other houses this same size are being sold in the $400,000-$500,000 range. Nah, not gonna find it. So you need to check this out. It's over in the Ashleyville, Maryville area. So over on the Ashleyville side of 61, check it out. Don't wait. Brand new home, and it's quality construction. Beautiful home, beautiful home. And guys, look here, we're gonna be doing an event out there real soon. Open house, community, come out, all those things. So I want you to stay tuned, guys, as we put that out. We also got our home down in Hollywood finished, 6767 Holly Tree Drive. Guys, brand new construction, three bedroom, two and a half bath, brand new construction, guys. Qualifying mortgage on that, guys, just over 200,000. Where else are you gonna find this at, guys? We're making an impact, and it's a beautiful home. We're making an impact in our community. We're making an impact in our community by creating and fostering and working with our community partners to develop housing options that are affordable to you as a consumer. Can't beat it. Now you couple that or add to that down payment assistance options if you qualify. And see, the thing is, many of you look at, well, I don't qualify for down payment assistance as being a hindrance. How many of you ever thought, well, if I don't qualify for down payment assistance, that means I make too much income to qualify? Isn't that a good thing? See, oftentimes people have it tied up in their mind negatively when it doesn't have to be. And we want to give you more options, guys. We are working on a few other projects. So if you are interested, looking to buy a home, you're struggling with home price and affordability, you need to reach out to our office, 843-619-3005. Talk to one of our agents. Find out what projects we have that are coming that you may qualify for. What other programs you may qualify for, because we know of a lot of different programs that a lot of people don't know about, that there's funding and opportunity for you to get either down payment assistance or other financial incentives to assist you with purchasing a home. So we want to make sure that you're tapped in, that you're tied in, and most importantly, that you have the opportunity. But see, everybody don't get the opportunity. Some people don't. And we want to make sure that you know what is available out here, what your options are, and most importantly, that you capitalize on those particular opportunities. So guys, today's show is really about mindset. Look, abundance over scarcity. I want y'all to carry that this week. Look here, some of y'all need to put a hashtag on that today. Abundance over scarcity. Let's get a mindset that says there is an opportunity when others say there isn't. We just won't listen to them, because we're going to believe greater. We're going to believe beyond. And most importantly, we're going to achieve beyond because of our belief. So guys, look, Exit Strategies is my baby. That's how I get back to the community. I want y'all to stay tuned, guys. We got some exciting things coming. But most importantly, I want you all to be safe out there in those streets. Believe what you believe. Do what you do, because God has you regardless. However, whatever your belief is, let's go. But let's believe God. Let's believe him in his word. And let's achieve and let's receive everything that he has for us. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm going to see you guys out there in them streets.